Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, so I'm asking this video, is there going to be a ceasefire in Gaza? Because since the 7th of October last year, this conflict's been going on, well, so it's almost 11 months now. I mean, you could trace the conflict back to 1948 or even longer, but there's this current episode since those large-scale Hamas attacks, which slew about 1,000 Israeli civilians, perhaps 200 Israeli military personnel, took several hundred people hostage, most of them Israelis, some not, some dual citizens. The great majority of the hostages have been freed. Six more were found dead the other day. So pressure is mounting in Israel, and it's obviously astonishing it's gone on for so long. So trades unions leaders in Israel, such as Histadrut, say there's being a general strike, because they've got to bring the government to its senses. It's led by Benjamin Netanyahu, part of this sort of conservative bloc with some ultra-nationalist, overtly racist parties in it as well. So he often bangs on about anti-Semitism, and obviously anti-Semitism is despicable, but there's anti-Semitism from his party as well, not against Jews, against the other Semites, Arabs. They're all meant to be descendants of Shem, so the Arabs are Ishmaelites. Anyway, so, you know, this ought to go without saying, I'm afraid it doesn't. No one should be mistreated on the basis of his or her ethnicity, race, color, nationality, citizenship, and so forth, or religion, but they so often are, particularly in that part of the world. And I know the State of Israel is not the only guilty party and it's not the worst offender. But as this is about Israel, we're going to have to talk about Israel, as well as Hamas's barbaric attacks. So civilians must never be targeted. Hamas has willfully killed civilians. The State of Israel has willfully killed civilians. It's thought that over 40,000 Palestinian civilians have been killed. 40,000. I know some are collateral damage. Some are not. Some is on purpose, killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians, when it was not a byproduct of some attack and legitimate military target. And then that is murder. I say that advisedly. If you purposively kill a civilian, knowing him or her to be a civilian, when it's not in furtherance of a proper and lawful military attack, then that is murder. It doesn't matter whether it's peace or war. It doesn't matter if you're a soldier or not. Soldiers are also constrained by law. And the Israeli government has done this many, many times, the Israeli Defense Force. But there's a little sign of that's happening. Anyway, there's a major push for polio vaccination. So far, 72,000 children in Palestine have been vaccinated. There was a polio outbreak earlier this year. A 10-month-old baby was paralyzed after catching polio. You just need a few drops in the mouth and so on. So there's the strong suspicion that the Benjamin Netanyahu administration has prolonged this war precisely to prolong its period in government. And were it not for that, there'd be no raison d'être. He is bitterly unpopular. He is rancorously disliked by swathes of the Israeli population, but he's a sort of the survivor of Israeli politics, having been in and out of government several times over the past 30 years. I remember it was just before my confirmation, this 30 years ago, that he first became prime minister. He served as finance minister and indeed in other roles. So he really is vile, one of the most evil men in the world at the moment. So large-scale torture and humiliation of Palestinian prisoners. And this is what's shown on camera. If that's what they are brazen enough to do, knowing it's going to be broadcast, what on earth do they do in private? And I know Hamas tortures people as well. And I know there are credible reports of rape of Israeli civilians who are in Hamas hands as well. But, you know, Israel bangs on about having the most moral army in the world. The only thing you can say to Hamas, they don't claim to be the most moral army in the world. So the gap between the rhetoric and the reality is staggering and nauseating. Fortunately, there is some sign that this is going to be a ceasefire. I mean, not imminently, but I would think by the end of the year, a lot of flights have been cancelled. The Israeli economy has taken a hit over the last year. But part of the way tourists are staying away in droves and so forth. Some Israelis who can relocate, what says, let's just get out. Men who've been called up for compulsory military service are tired. They want to leave. There's more pressure to conscript the religious maniacs who manage to be religious students all their lives. The burden of military service falling on the secular population. There's obviously a demographic crisis in Israel. well, the secular Jews having like two children on average, the same as the Westerners. And in some senses, Israel is a Western country, whereas the fundamentalist Jews having, say, six or seven children. So they're growing as a proportion of the population, and it's a crisis of entitlements, of living on benefits forever and not doing their military service. So the secular segment of the population will be shrinking and shrinking. You know, the deaths outnumber births. So they're the productive majority, with the parasitical minority who are living on benefits and not in their military service. They're growing and growing, and it's too heavy a burden for the secularists to bear. The other thing is the secularists, have most of the political power, but that will be diminishing. And the diminution is because they don't have enough children to replace themselves. And it's true, people don't always follow in their parents' footsteps. You could grow up secular and become a religious lunatic, or you could grow up in a religious loon family and become a secular Jew, and so on. And obviously there are Arab Israelis as well, who are not obliged to join the IDF, although some of them volunteer. The Arab Israelis are rarely Muslims. They're more often Druze. I mean, the Druze regard themselves as Mohammedans, but most Muslims would say the Druzi are not. And indeed, there are Christian Arab Israelis. So the Biden administration is increasingly pushing for this. Vice President Harris, in one of her addresses to the United States Democratic Party convention, said, you know, we've got to have a ceasefire now and release all the hostages. But no, ceasefire is only temporary. So Bibi Netanyahu could agree to that, get the hostages out, and then continue the massive scale slaughter of Palestinian civilians, which so warms his heart and makes him feel big. Wow. And it is sickening that the likes of Douglas Murray, someone I was actually fond of, someone I admired when I was at school with him, that he should now be a cheerleader for the mass murder of Palestinian civilians. And it's not all Hamas's fault. This cop-out by US Republican politicians. Who's that guy, that senator from Florida? Is it Marco Rubio? No, the IDF has a choice about what they blow up and when, about who they shoot. So you can't blame it all on the other side. Yeah, that's like saying that 9/11, you blame the United States entirely. No, you can't do that. Yeah, there is such a thing as agency. And even by Israel's own estimates, it's killed far more civilians than it has killed militants. And then food aid, very limited. Fortunately, some Palestinians have been allowed to leave, especially the dual citizens of other countries, 2.5 million. But the US presidential election is coming up. Supposing Harris wins, especially if she's got both houses of Congress behind her in Democratic hands, then that will strengthen her hand to say, you've got to play ball, right? To Netanyahu, ceasefire now, I'll reduce aid, I could stop weapon sales, because she's got it in the bag. She's already won the election. Now, Trump, he senses this is creating a quandary for the Democrats. They've got leftists, Muslim Americans, who say, some mercy. Palestinians are human too. We've got to have a ceasefire. As against the Zionists, to say, kill every last one, which is their attitude. Whereas for Trump, it's very, very simple to appeal to Zionists, who are mostly religious lunatics, to say, no, Palestinians are Satan's spawn, and just kill every single last one. This genocidal urge, that's toughness. So much for loving Jesus, meek and mild. I think it might well come by the end of the year. It has come far, far too late. I feel too terribly sorry for the people of Gaza. Imagine being there with bombs going off every day, with people being shot dead willy-nilly, with, you know, 40,000 dead already, about three times that number wounded, often electricity, water cut off, very, very little food. It's just a hellscape. What would you do? And not surprisingly, some of them want to resist. So it's all a very, very sad situation, you know, and obviously the people of Gaza shouldn't be forced out of their homes. But the alternative being killed by the IDF, I'm afraid that's the better option. And so I wish other countries would be big hearted and open their doors. Fellow Muslim and Arab countries, you know, so much for the Ummah. Where's this, you know, Muslim solidarity and Arab brotherhood? Or countries like, say, the United Kingdom or Germany, which got some historic responsibility for the creation of Israel, for the partition of Palestine, could take some of the 2.5 million, not all of them. Well, it reminds me just how lucky I am to live in peace. Right, thank you very much. So goodbye, everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.